gonna be a very special show. Probably gonna make you cry.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast, where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
All right, here we go. A brand new week, a brand new show. It's going to be a weird one. And first of all, I'm going to tell you, I am not doing, I haven't done a challenge, haven't posted anything. And I beg your leniency with me. I will get back into things. And I told you on the last podcast as I ended that I was at the final stages of life with my dog, who was 14 years old. And that came to a conclusion on Friday night. And boy, not without drama. We put him down on Friday night. So but it was crazy because my wife wanted me to be there. I don't know about you guys. I don't do death. Death is not my thing. I don't like going to funerals. I don't like going to the hospital to say goodbye to people. I don't want to put my dog down. Like, I'm like, please die at home, please. I don't want to put you down. I don't ever want that on me. And I don't do death. I don't handle it well. I don't know what it is, but I get very upset. So this dog, very different. Very, very different. This is the greatest dog I've ever had. This dog was my best friend. And I say that like, you know, ha-ha, but he was. There's times he was my only friend. And I've been crying all weekend since Friday. It has been freaking hard. And any of you guys that have gone through it, you know what I'm talking about. I don't want to lose a family member, but I'm telling you, it's equal to it. In many cases, worse. A lot of times when someone passes away, especially if it's an older person in your family, you're like, man, they had a great life and they've been, you know, in bad shape and whatever. When it's your dog, you're like, do they understand? Do they get what's happening? Do they know how much I love them? Like, it's so hard with a pet of any kind. And, you know, some people are like that with their cats or their bird or whatever you have a bond with. But, man, did I have a deep bond with that dog. And if you follow me back to the Jack and Stretch days, he literally did, and I say did, he sat there. Sometimes he would poke, he would get annoyed that I was doing the podcast or the radio show or whatever. He did everything by my side to sit in here and to do this show alone and not have him either sitting next to me at my feet or at the door, hitting the door, trying to get in because he knew he could always come in here. So he would usually just ram the door with his head and open it and then come, let himself in and come in and sit down. But here's where we are at 14. And I'll tell you, this really kicked into high gear around January, February this year. Even at Christmas, he wasn't great. But it just got to, we had to pin him up with the pug. And he didn't like that because he's always had freedom. He was always the best dog. No chewing up anything or anything like that. Just a wonderful dog. And he started pooping and peeing. Just uncontrollably. You couldn't get mad at him. No one got mad at him. He didn't get punished for it. But it did get old, cleaning up poop and pee constantly. So we noticed when we put him in bed with the pug over there, he wouldn't poo or pee on the pug. So that became this hot spot. In the last 4 or 5 months, he's been sleeping in the corner with the pug. Now, that's led to a whole nother problem we now have in our house because my pug is 13 and is blind. And we had the pug before Sarge. Remember, Sarge is 14, but he was a year and a half, they think, when we adopted him from the rescue. West Side German Shepherd Rescue is where we got Sarge. And it was just meant to be. I saw him. Another family was looking at Sarge, and he was standing there with a baby, just so docile and so cool, and this big, scary dog. And then they put him back in the cage, and I said, that dog right there that just went back in, I want that dog. And it was just meant to be. My wife was there trying to get a puppy, and we saw this puppy, and it was biting and was just a complete dick. And Sarge was the best, and he came home, and I think, you know, he's a rescue dog. You think, I rescued this dog, and then sometimes in your life you look back and you're like, man, that dog rescued me. That dog saved my ass through some really bad times. Famous Sarge story, Sarge not a barker, Sarge a biter, not a barker. And one night I was asleep, and I just heard his claws on the hardwood floor in my bedroom. Just click, 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 click. Click, 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 click. And that would happen occasionally, even as he was a young dog, because he would need to go to the bathroom, or he had an upset stomach and had to go to the bathroom that night, because normally he'd sleep through the night. He was no problem. But I was like, oh, Sarge, really? We got to go. And then when I opened my eyes, there was a flashlight shining in my bedroom window, and there was someone trying to break into my house. And Sarge was letting me know, hey, man, it's go time, brother. And I went and turned on the security cameras, and I looked and I saw, and there was two people inside of my house with a flashlight trying to come in that window. So I went and got my gun, which is my go-to, put the one in the chamber, and had Sarge, because Sarge was an attacker. If Sarge saw something that didn't belong or someone came in the house, Sarge going to go. So I had one hand with a gun, one hand on Sarge's collar, going to release Sarge when I needed to. And right when I reached for the door, the doorbell rang, and then I opened the door, and it ended up being a drunk teenage 20-year-old boy and another kid that wasn't drunk and a limousine. And when I opened the door and they saw the gun, the limousine took off, and it ends up there was a party of some sort, and the really drunk kid asked them for a ride home, got so drunk the guy in the limo was being nice and giving him a ride home. And as they got here, he insisted he lived in my house. We had never seen this kid before. And they almost got shot for their trouble. And they also, what's weird though, is when they said, hey, sorry to wake you up, but he needs to come in. I'm like, he doesn't live. I don't know who the fuck you guys are, but you don't need to come in here, and you need to get out of here. And I still didn't know what was going on at that point. And he's like, oh, we're sorry, we're sorry, we're sorry. And then they left. I had initially put the gun, when I opened the door, at Sarge, and then I had the gun behind my back, so I didn't see it yet. And then I shut the door, and I stayed and watched the cameras. I wanted to see them leave. And then they went around the back of my house and tried to go into the back of my house after I told them the kid didn't need to get out of here. And at that point, I came out with the gun. The limo peels out. The kid that was sober laid on the ground and was like, we're just kids, we're sorry. And then, and that's when I got the whole story. And then the drunk kid, they got him out of there. And that was that. Ended up being quite the funny story. Other than my wife and my daughter didn't wake up, I'm yelling, pointing a gun at people. Doorbell's ringing. I'm in the front. Sarge is growling and getting nasty. And it was funny in hindsight, but I was all alone. Like, the only thing that was with me on that night, the only thing, if they'd have been coming through the door trying to do a home invasion, it was me and Sarge. That was it. And he came home from work one day and found him with a lump on his head where someone had come over my fence and tried to probably break into my house. And they hit him with something and busted his head open, and they got out of there because he got busy on people. People try to come. You got near the fence, man, and you were getting an ass full of Sarge. And he attacked on command and just knew what to, he just knew what to do. And he had my back, man. God, always had my back. Just amazing. And first thing I thought, second, and he hasn't, be honest, he hasn't done security here in a year and a half. He's been retired. He's just been laying around in his bed like, yeah. And the female German Shepherd has taken that over big time. She's nasty. But he took his last breath, and I thought, I will never be that safe ever again. And I may never have unconditional love like that again. So, a brutal, brutal, brutal weekend. But I will push on, and I will continue to do what I do. It's just, everything is different. The other dogs are already noticing he's gone. By the way, something on this note before I stop talking about my dog and bubbling like an idiot. This is the first time we've ever done this, but we used a vet, and they came to the house and they put him down in his bed, and it was the most peaceful, just was awesome. Like, I can't recommend it enough, because especially when you're dealing with a he about 110 pounds, 115 pounds, and you know, he couldn't walk anymore. I had to carry him if we were going to go anywhere. He couldn't walk on slippery floors. He would fall, and then he'd pee, and it was just really, really hard. And getting him to the vet, and then that whole traumatic experience for the whole family to go in there, and you're bawling and crying, and there's a bunch of strangers around, and it's just awful. It's awful. But this was better, and we did it that way. My wife looked it up, and my wife is, thank God. And to be honest, too, Sarge wouldn't have made it this long if my wife hadn't been working from home and being at home and just really, really being his caregiver the last 4 or 5 months especially. So we've been blessed for that, and we got some extra time with Sarge, and that was, you know, great. So that is where we are. I have that information if you want to text me or whatever, or reach out to me on the Instagram is the best way to get me on a direct message. And if you want that information, you're in Southern California, I'll give you that vet info. If you're not, I'm sure they have it everywhere, but look that up. And it wasn't, we found it to be, because the place, not only did they come and put him down in this peaceful home, which I just loved that, then they took him and are cremating him, and then we'll get the ashes back. But they're doing it all in one, and it was a much better experience than doing it the other way for us. It worked great. So if you ever want that info, you're in the LA area, let me know and I'll give it to you. And if not, look it up. I recommend it. So let's get back into what the show is actually about here, other than me babbling about my best friend being gone. My life is so different. It is never going to be the same. I'm really, in a weird way, grateful we did it in June, because by the time the holidays roll around, I don't know. It's going to be so weird. Every holiday memory I have is with that dog. All the pictures, all the Christmas pictures, he would open presents. Gah, it is going to be very different moving forward. But, and to be honest, and I mentioned this on the God Wants to Talk to You, not on the podcast, but I mentioned on the Instagram over there, that I'm just giving thanks for having that dog. So incredibly grateful that I got to do that for so long, and he was so healthy and such a part of the family. Whew, my wife and my daughter are tore up. The pug was, here was the other part of the drama I told you I'm now dealing with. Since he's been sleeping with the pug for the last 4 or 5 months over there, the pug's crying last night, crying because he was alone, and he's blind. So he loved Sarge. I don't think Sarge loved him so much, but he loved Sarge. And Sarge, we only ever had a big dog around here because initially we had two pugs, and we have a lot of coyotes and stuff in the area, and the big dogs ran security for the little dogs, and Sarge ran off. I've seen him run off coyotes and try to fight them, just protecting his pugs. That was his job. So now we got one pug left and one German Shepherd left. And I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be thankful, move on, and know my life will never be the same. All right, here's what the show is actually about, and that is Fat to Fit or Else. I failed the challenge. I told you why I didn't do the challenge. I'm going to do it. I'm not procrastinating. I'm just hurting and don't feel like being a goofball and doing dumb stuff currently at the time. But don't worry, I'll be back to being goofball very, very soon. I have two stories today. Besides just talking about the dog, I am going to give you two stories that one of them is from the New York Post. I want to tell you right now, a great article. And I co-sign it all the way down on this article. And it's about men and what you can do to improve your physical, mental health, and 6 steps you should take. And I'd shred it. I'm like, that is great article. That is great advice. And I have, you know, my own personal experiences in each of those I will relay to you. But before we get there, you're going to laugh, because I laughed when I saw this article, and then I cringed, and then I held my penis in my hand, threw my clothes. Wasn't anything weird. Because there's a story now. And it says this, men, and here is, okay, joke, haha. Men, you need to know this. Ladies, you have a man, you need to know this, because men don't go to the doctor. They do not go to the doctor. If you're the lady and you're in control of, let's say, relations in your house, and you say, no more relations until you go to the doctor. Good. That's wonderful. That's whatever you got to do. Make it happen, ladies, because guys won't go. All right. Penis cancer. I just said cancer and penis in the same breath. Your ears should be perked if you are a man. Is on the rise around the world and expected to surge by 77% in the next 25 years. What? What'd you say, Stretch? I said penis cancer is expected to surge 77% in the next 26 years. So they say in Germany, they have increased 50% from 1961 to 2012. Also a significant spike in the UK. However, developing countries still bear the higher incidence of mortality of penile cancer. You know what that means? Death by penis cancer. The incidence on the rise in most European countries. And also, they are finding it is 43 countries where it is spiking like a mofo. And most of them are what they call developing countries. So you want to be rude, third world countries. Here's what they have, though. Brazil, if you are in Brazil, you have the highest rate of penile cancer in the world. And you're actually battling it out for the title with Uganda. So between 2012 and 2022, there were 21,000 reported cases of penile cancer in Brazil. Of those 21,000 cases, 4,000 of those men died. 4,000 out of 21,000. That's a nice chunk dead from penile cancer. And think about it. I'm going to tell you, as a dude, because I have no shame, I get a weird thing on my penis. Yeah, that's going away. I'm not showing that to die. I'm not going to die. Oh, I got this bump on my penis. That's the most humiliating thing you could ever do. But you have to do it. I'm going to give you tips on what to look for before you go see your doctor, because I know, guys, we don't want to talk about this. But it's hard enough to talk about anything. You don't want to go to the doctor because they want to put their hand up your butt now for everything. Wait a minute. You have an ingrown toenail? Bend over. Huh? What? 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 Why are you doing that? It's like they can't wait to put their hand up your butt now. Well, now they're going to be fondling your junk. That's even worse, or I don't know, or equally bad. So Brazilian doctors say that the reason they think it is really spiking in Brazil is because of HPV, human papillomavirus. And they say in Brazil, the vaccination rates on those in men are very low. You can get an HPV vaccine. I would swear if you have a daughter, you better get one for her. And if you have a son, make sure he gets one too. So that's what they think. And it is a really bad deal. They say in Brazil, despite the availability of the vaccine, and HPV vaccination rates remain low for girls, only at 57%, and for boys, only at 40%. They say the ideal coverage for the masses is 90%. Now, this isn't COVID. This is a real vaccine. This is get the HPV vaccine, never get the HPV. A lot of people die from HPV from oral sex and throat cancers and stuff like that. That's very common as well. So if that can cause cancer in your throat, why can't it cause cancer in your penis? Oh, yeah, it can. And here's what they say. Established risk factors, unprotected sex, specifically not using condoms. And then they say poor hygiene, further it. Let's be honest, poor hygiene. I'm going to tell you right now what they're not going to say in this article because, well, I'm rude. Have you met me? My name is Stretch. If you are uncircumcised, if you are a hooded warrior, if you're walking around with an elephant penis, not the size of an elephant penis, but a penis that looks like an elephant's trunk, you really are susceptible to STDs. And you really need to clean that thing and clean that thing. Maybe even go get snipped. I'm just saying. But in Uganda, the penile cancer rate was 2.2 per 100,000 men. And in Brazil, it's right at 2.1. So actually, Uganda is worse than Brazil for it. But crazy. They say a significant spike worldwide, and it is still pretty easy to treat. Clean your junk. Wrap your whacker before you attack her. Put on your condom and have safe sex. And you should be safe. But if not, you're going to end up with penis cancer possibly. And if you don't get treatment for that after noticing some strange things on your penis, oh yeah, you're going to die because it's cancer. Cancer's cancer. Don't F with cancer. All right. Here we go. Where is my next one? Oh yeah, here's what to look for. I told you what to look for. Men experiencing discharge from their penis at all, you run to the doctor. Don't walk, run to the doctor. A change in color to the penis or a marked change in sex drive, you should immediately get into your doctor. Those are all warning signs of, hey, you possibly got it. Oh yeah, and by the way, this I told you should run to the doctor and not walk. This next sentence is all I need to tell you. Early detection is key to avoiding amputation. You just grab your junk? Did you just grab your junk? I saw you grab your junk. Early detection is key to avoiding amputation. Amputation. We're talking about your penis. We're talking about your dude parts. We're talking about your livelihood. We're talking about maybe your best friend next to your dog. We're talking about insanity. You want your junk chopped off? No, go to the doctor if something's wrong with your penis. There's so much to joke about in this article, and it's fun. I'm not joking. This is very serious. This could be the most important story you hear as a dude in your life, medical-wise. All right, now the next one. This is the one that came from the New York Post that I was like, this is incredibly informative and awesome. So it is, guys can get, you get out of whack. You lose your mojo. You're not feeling it. You're not feeling great. Just kind of off. A lot of it is hormones and other things. And what do you do? You hear about women are hormonal, not men. Yeah, wrong. Get to 40 and watch your testosterone levels drop. Number one thing on this list, how to get your mojo back, hormonal imbalances or changes. And I can speak on this because I am on this. I had this. Testosterone levels naturally decline as men age, which can contribute to a lack of energy or feelings of fatigue. It can also make you fat and screw up your metabolism and all kinds of stuff. Older men who are experiencing signs or symptoms of low testosterone can get their levels checked by a doctor and explore treatment options. When you come back as low testosterone, they're going to say, here, you can take a cream or an injection. And I will tell you, injection, injection, injection. Now, most people do not want to give themselves a shot. I understand that. I was like that myself. But here's the difference. It's very controlled with an injection. It's the exact amount. You give it to yourself once a week, and voila. Now, if it's a cream, the absorption rate is different on some people. What if you're hot and sweating? Maybe you sweat it out a little bit that day. Maybe you had oil on your skin, or you just took a shower. It's not soaking in as well. There's a whole different amount of dosing that is not as consistent as the injection. The other biggest deal, absolute biggest deal, if you sleep in the bed with a female, you know, like your wife, or if you put on the cream and then hug your daughter, yeah, not good. Not good. That is a male hormone. That is testosterone that makes you a man, and it can very easily transfer to anyone you have contact with if you have the rub-on lotion. My opinion on that one, go with the injections. But it also, another interesting thing, they say hormone therapy comes with benefits and risks. Look at the shoulder. I'm still, no one's answering the real truth, but I think my shoulder injury was caused by being on hormone replacement therapy, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. And I've done it. It's like 10 years I've been on and off, but mostly on low dose, but just because I had no hormones. My body does not produce vitamin D, does not produce testosterone does not produce estrogen either. That another thing, typically a lot of times when your testosterone levels dip, your estrogen levels will spike. My body just stopped producing anything. It is a shut down wasteland. So if I don't inject it or take it orally or on a cream, I'm not getting it. I'm still drinking. Number two on that list of getting your mojo back is lack of physical activity. A sedentary lifestyle can be directly related to feelings of lagging energy or decreased vitality. Your body wants to exercise. Your body wants to move. It wants to get out there. We're working out benefits. It releases endorphins into your body, helps your neurotransmitters. It improves your mood. It reduces your stress. It's countless. The bad things are if you're over 40 and you're pushing it hard, good chance you get injured. Just saying. I know about these things. So be careful with that. Very, very important, though. I love that one. It's number three, also very true, insufficient sleep. I would say if you're a man and you snore, if your lady tells you, man, you snore like chainsaws, sleep in the other room, whatever, whatever, go get a sleep study done. Tell your doctor, I snore. It'll kill you. Like, if you have sleep apnea, it can kill you. And slowly or quickly, it can just shut you off one night in the middle of the night. You just stop breathing and die. And the other way it kills you slowly is bad sleep, not getting enough sleep, waking up a lot, low quality of sleep is not only a big factor in hormone levels, in everything, in your mood. It's a big factor in overeating. People that don't sleep well tend to overeat. It's your mental clarity. How sharp are you at work? What kind of job do you have too? You really need some sleep. And if you're going to try to, you can't work out if you don't have any energy. And all of that comes from sleeping, insufficient sleep. Very, very, very important. Then number four, this one I'm guilty of, poor diet and nutrition. Also important. It really helps to have the right diet and nutrition. Now, they go into gut-friendly bacteria and all that stuff and supplements and proteins and all of that. Talk to your doctor about that. Talk to your doctor about gut health and all of that, because I don't know enough about that. I know I take, there's all kinds of stuff. There's peptide supplements, there's proteins, there's amino acids. There's a lot of stuff you can take, including there's like that yogurt drink that's really good for good bacteria in your gut and all of that stuff. So another one to really look into. Then number five is unmanaged stress. How do you manage your stress? You should be working out, jackhole. That's what you should be doing. But if not, it just kind of builds and builds and builds. And next thing you know, you snap, you have some road rage, you strangle somebody up, you snatch somebody out of their car, you beat somebody down, all kinds of awesome. So unmanaged stress is bad. You also, if you don't have those releases, oh yeah, you're looking at a heart attack, bitch. Bam, gone, stroke, boom, out. Unmanaged stress is horrible. Stress is one of the number one killers of young men. Stress, and it's not the actual stress, but it brings on illness. Stress-induced illnesses. It is a real, real thing. They also found out that stress can drain your body of micronutrients like B vitamins and magnesium, which are very important, and that makes it more difficult to metabolize protein for energy, and then it also makes it hard for you to sleep. Stress, how many times you've been stressed out and you keep waking up. So see how these all tie together. You get stress, then you've got bad sleep. You get bad sleep, you got bad diet going on because you're eating like crap because you're not sleeping. Then you got hormones out of whack. All of this goes together. You really need to look at all of these. And then the last one on the list, really great information today for men. Really, really great. Neglected healthcare, that's see your doctor. Tell them there's something wrong, or I think something's wrong. And there's doctors that will blow you off, and then you've got to tell them over and over, and I hope you don't have a doctor like that. My doctor, man, it's like, she's like an alien. I tell her, you know, I didn't sleep well last night. All right, bend over, spread them. We're looking up there. Get up in there. Get the rubber gloves out. You know, yeah. That's a little invasive. So they'll do that. But your doctor needs to know what's wrong. And they don't know what's wrong till you tell them. And you're an adult. You're not a child anymore. Your mom's not sitting there with you going, no. His poopies have not been hard for a while. That's your job to tell the doctor that. You need to tell the doctor what's wrong with you. Think about this. If you were in the doctor with your son or daughter, and the doctor was asking, and they weren't answering right, you would chime in and say, no, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and they don't do this, and they do this, and they do this, and what about this, and da-da-da-da. Why don't you do that for yourself? Why don't you love yourself as much as you love your family? Because trust me, your family loves you, and your family needs your dumb ass around. And they want you around, I hope. So please, not for me, for your family's sake, level with your doctor and tell them everything that's wrong. Hey, doctor, I have this strange spot on my junk. Embarrassing? Yes. Can it save your life? Yes. Everything tied back together today. See how I did that? That was really good. Really, really good. Or you go to your doctor and you say, hey, doctor, I'm effing depressed out of my mind. I am grieving for my dog so bad I can't tell you. Real. That is real. Keep it real with your doctor, please. You need to do that. So I'm going to come back later in the week with a regular Fat to Fit or Else episode. I know this one was kind of a bummer. I apologize, but I needed to vent about my dog. And another thing, thank you to everyone that commented on Instagram, on Facebook. I posted about it. I'm my life's open book, and I put it out there, but I appreciate it. I read the comments and I'll sit there just crying and I can't stop myself. So I don't haven't replied to anyone yet. And I may not. It's incredibly difficult, but I appreciate it. I appreciate the support. And I know, you know, you guys have gone through it. It's something that, you know, we've all been through putting a dog down, and just hearing from people that go through it, it means a lot. So I appreciate you guys. I thank you so much for the kindness in this difficult time. And I will be back to my knucklehead self here very soon and brushing my teeth with bacon toothpaste and shocking myself with electric dog collar, even though I don't have a dog to shock anymore. I do. I have two of them, but they're not fun like Sarge. All right. I will talk to you guys again very soon. Thank you again for the support. I appreciate it. And you have a great week.